Hello, and welcome to episode 30 of Toxic Tea Podcast. I'm your co-host, Aaron.
I'm your other co-host, Ashley. We're still married.
Welcome back.
And yeah, we're starting this intro over again. This happens to us every time. We record like 4 or 5 minutes, and then it just like isn't recording.
No, but it always happens right after we get back from a trip.
It's insane.
Have you noticed that?
And like, I'm kind of on the edge. You know what I mean?
It's always when we're like tired.
It's really testing.
Yeah.
It's testing.
I'm glad I looked.
I'm glad you looked too. It's just like testing.
I know. It's okay.
It's fine. Got it. It's not a big deal.
We're only 3 minutes in.
We were only 3 minutes in. I just thought we were off to a good start because it's hard to, here's what it is. It's hard to say things one time and then repeat them and act like it's natural.
I know. It's called acting.
It is called acting, and I'm not a good actor. What I was saying before was I thought last week's episode was our best episode. It's the only one I've ever listened to.
Thank you.
So obviously I don't have a lot of data, but like it was the best one I've ever listened to.
Thank you. That means a lot. I was hoping you would duplicate those compliments. And again,
it's not going to be everything I said, but I did say it was educational and light. And
thank you.
And that's really hard to do. And I think you accomplished that.
Thank you. And I really missed you. And yeah. I'm glad you're back.
Thank you. It feels good to be here.
Yeah. We're so happy to have you. We are fresh off the plane from California.
Yeah. This is why I'm on edge, and I said this last intro, but whatever. Because this morning we were walking on the beach, enjoying the sun. Everybody was happy down there. There's not a care in the world. And then we land here, and it's fucking cloudy.
It's cold.
It's freezing. And it's just like instantly my attitude changes. Instantly.
I know. My conclusion is that everyone at the beach is happier.
They are happier, and it's not even a debate.
People were singing, laughing, playing beach volleyball, swimming. They're active.
Yeah, it's fun. Beach culture is fun.
It's so actually fun.
He might have been like 9 years old. We were walking by and they were like, I don't know, these like surfer boys.
Oh, yeah.
And we're walking by and he was like, oh, yeah, what have you been up to, bro? And he was like, what did he say? Chief in hella weed.
Yeah.
And then the smallest one made direct eye contact with me and said, smoking hella weed.
And then the other one said, bro, we did shrooms yesterday too.
No, you didn't. You ate mushrooms at dinner with your mom, bitch. You didn't do shrooms. You're 6.
We literally looked at them like they had to have been like 13.
No, like I would be surprised if they were teenagers. Yeah. I really would be surprised. Like I would say 11 or 12. Like they weren't old by any means.
It was insane to hear.
I was like, this is different.
But then I was like, well, I guess if I had a son and he was smoking weed and surfing, like,
there's worse things he could be into. There's
shrooms, worse that's crazy.
There's worse things he could be into. At least it's still natural. He's not like doing coke. But it was just the audacity for him to look me in the eye.
It was
like
crazy.
I was some old, out of touch bitch. Don't ever.
No, I think he was like trying to be cool.
He was trying to be cool, and you're not.
No.
Dork.
No, like drugs.
With your braces.
Drugs aren't cool.
With your braces on? Get out of here.
But if you want to do them, I'm not judging.
I would never.
But for a 13-year-old, I'm judging.
I'm just like, don't. I just know that you're not. I know that you're not.
Yeah, freak. Go to school.
Go get back in school ASAP.
But I did. Every person I asked this weekend, probably 5 different people, do you really like living here by the beach? They said,
it's not even a question. It's just, it is like one of those times where you're like, that's a dumb question.
Yeah, and I just love trying to convince you that we can move there.
I've said this last time. You're not convincing me.
What do you mean?
Because, like, I've lived there. I know how great it is. I would love to live there.
I know.
It's just...
It's
not the right time.
We have a plan.
It's not the right time. Yeah.
But you know what? Plans... We have a light plan.
Light plan.
And we're adaptable at the same time. But we will live by the beach sometimes in our life. Sometime in our life.
Yeah.
Later in life.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fucking awesome, actually.
It is. It's going to be cool. Can't wait.
I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with you.
Same. Same at the beach. Webby's chewing on our tripod.
No.
It's fine.
Webby.
She's like, what? She's like hella moody.
What?
Today we got home and I went and let them out of the room. And she blew right by me down the stairs. Did not give a shit about me.
Yeah, she gave me the biggest fucking smile.
It's one of those things where like dog rejection, it hurts.
She's eating the fuzz off her couch.
I don't know. It just hurts.
I know. Shout out to Lauren Dora for watching our babies this weekend. Yeah. We appreciate you so much.
They love you guys.
They literally love you and they're tired.
I think that's why she blew by me. She was like, are they here?
She's like where's Buju?
She literally like said, move, bitch.
She said, where's my boyfriend?
No, I think that's maybe also why I'm down.
Because she doesn't like you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You do get down when she like doesn't fuck with you.
It hurts. She's my favorite. It hurts. And
why would you say that in front of Waffles?
Because like our relationship's different. That's my son. That's okay. My goddamn son.
Yeah, well, don't say that in front of him. It's rude.
It is rude, but
We had a funny weekend too, though.
We've had two funny weekends back to back. Yeah. I know that I wasn't here to share my New York stories and my New York tales, but I will share one. And it happened immediately after we got off the plane.
Okay, good. That's what I hope you were going to tell.
And we got so everybody, when I told that, like, oh, you're driving in New York? Like, that's crazy. But, like, it's not to me. Like, I like how people drive there. It's whatever. Now, I will say this. The tunnels.
Well, also, you needed it to.
I needed it to get to work. So I was actually there for work. So I had needed it to get to the gym. I was outside of the city.
Yeah.
But, yeah, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Technology really screwed me. My app wouldn't, like, my map wouldn't update and upload. And so it was like, oh, take a right. And so I went to take a right, but I missed the right I was supposed to take. So when I took a right thinking it would loop me around the block, it took me back in the fucking tunnels. So then our destination time went from 4 minutes to 34 minutes. I was so mad, y'all. I honked the horn twice at myself.
No, let me tell my perspective now. First of all, we had just driven through the tunnels to get to our place, and we were like right in Manhattan.
4 minutes. We were literally, I just had to go around the block.
And this is also like a key factor. Like, we were not in a rush to do anything. We had
nothing to do.
We had dinner reservations in like an hour. Like,
even longer than that, I think like an hour and a half. Yeah, no, we were nowhere to be.
We had nowhere to be. Okay. So we loop around. As soon as Ashley realizes we're getting back in this tunnel, the way I had never seen you lose your shit like that. Like, it was a tantrum. It was like what you would expect a child to do as a tantrum. She honked her horn. I was
twice.
My immediate and then you know this part. You threw your phone.
I threw my phone at the car, and then I honked the horn twice, and I grabbed the steering wheel, and I like shook it.
No,
I was so fucking mad at myself. Obviously,
immediate thought was like, she's gonna crash on purpose.
I would never, but I was very mad. I can only imagine if you weren't there, what would have spewed out of my mouth.
But the thing is, like, I could see you crashing into something because you were just so annoyed.
No, I wouldn't.
No, you would do something reckless like that.
No, I wouldn't. Like, I wouldn't.
No, but there,
but. Let me tell you why it all made sense.
Why?
I started my period the next day.
Oh, well.
I'm not one of those people who's like shy talking about that shit. It's fucking real.
Yeah.
Your hormones are raging. You're angry for no reason. I tell my coworkers, don't mess with me today. If you see me walk into the gym with a bag of Sour Patch, look away.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even look at me.
Well, to give too much information, but you are not regular. So it's always like, oh, and the joke is that it always happens when we go on vacation.
It does.
Because I think you really do finally like relax.
It does. Every time. And it's literally every time we go on vacation, I have one nice relaxing day. And then the next morning my body's like, psych.
Yeah. And it's always when I'm like, hey, this is our 30-mile walk day.
And I'm like,
And you just struggle through.
And I do struggle through it. We always hit a pharmacy.
We always hit a pharmacy. Because almost always throw up once.
I literally almost threw up.
It's kind of like deja vu every trip we do.
Yeah.
It happened in Italy. It happened in all our trips.
In Italy, that was insane.
Yeah. I was like, I'll sit here and drink an espresso martini until you're ready.
I was like, we need to find the Farmacia ASAP. I walked up to the counter and I said, cramps. And I pointed to my belly and she said, gotcha. And she gave me fire medicine.
Yeah.
It's the best I've ever taken.
But when we were in New York, after you had that tantrum, it was the first time where I sat there quiet. I was like, okay, I'm just gonna sit here quiet because I know that even if I like rubbed your back and I was like, it's okay,
it's not,
it would have made it 10 times worse.
It's so not
like,
okay.
I'm just gonna sit, and I looked out the window to my right and just looked at the tunnel wall.
In the tunnel, like, there's the nothing wall. To look at.
I'm like looking, pretending like I'm looking at scenery, just looking at the wall go through. Like, please don't crash. And then my only thought was going through my head was, I can't wait for her to get out of this bad mood so we can fucking laugh
about this
later.
Because it's going to be funny.
The way you threw your phone, Ashley.
I honked at myself twice. I honked twice at nothing and nobody.
No.
I shook the steering wheel.
No, you honked.
I went, and then I grabbed the steering wheel and I was like, ugh.
And then you did yell.
I did yell. I was fucking pissed.
I was looking at you like, I don't know okay. who I'm sitting next to.
A monster. Hulk almost came out. No, I really felt that way too because I could not believe that I just went from almost being out of the car to 30 more minutes to the exact drive I just did.
Didn't you cry?
No, I almost cried. No, remember? Like,
no, your eyes were watery.
Maybe they were.
I was like, it's okay.
No, like I was so emotional.
Well, then I tried to talk you down. I was like, it's okay. We don't have to be anywhere.
And I was like, I don't want to be in the car anymore.
You were like, Aaron!
No, I didn't.
Oh.
Like, you're exaggerating now.
No, and then I was like, it's okay. We're just going to go get some pasta.
And we did. And it was bomb. Yeah. We went to Little Italy. It was bomb.
No, and I just, it was, oh, and then I asked people on our Instagram and people were sharing the funniest stories about their, like, family or partners getting mad about, I wonder if I can pull some up for, hold on. It was just, you guys had the funniest answers.
Well, it's relatable. Like, it's so annoying to, like, do something like that and cause yourself more time in the car.
Yeah.
Like, it is frustrating, especially there because you're going through that tunnel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you're going to go through the tunnel. You're, that's 30 minutes.
A lot of road rage. A lot of road rage.
Yeah.
Me not helping with yard work and having a normal 9-to-5 job 5 days a week. And then other
what
people.
What was your question? I don't really understand what that answer is.
Oh, because I asked, like, tell me what your spouse is or people you live with or your family, like, when they get so mad.
Or like what they get mad about.
Yeah. Okay. And so a lot of road rage and a lot of things about kids too.
I can only imagine.
It's in our DMs, but yeah, random chores, kids, not helping with duties.
It really is the car for me.
I know.
I was so tired that I was like, if one more thing, and to make it worse, when I got through the tunnel and I was coming back around the other way, I took another wrong turn. And I had to loop back around and get my ass back in the tunnel. Remember?
Wait, what?
I was like, I'm not going through this tunnel again.
Oh, my God. Yes, we went back through the tunnel twice. And then you fucked up a third time. Was it four different times?
Relax. You're being dramatic again. We went through the tunnel. The time that we went there the correct way, that doesn't count.
No, I'm just saying, like, I think you fucked up, like, three times.
Whatever, dude. Like, Fuema.
No, I was like praying for you to just hit it, you know, like nail it. Like,
it was hard. I was like, even if I get back.
I was
back,
like, please don't turn wrong.
All I was thinking was like, even if I get back to the same spot I was in when this whole thing started, I still don't know where to go.
Yeah.
And then when we made, like, when we turned in, I was like, I'm so irritated that literally it was a 10-foot difference.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
I didn't get lost again the whole weekend, so.
Do you want to say some other things about that weekend or besides your tantrum?
What else happened? I love New York. The show and the city. Oh. I love New York is a classic.
Tiffany?
Yeah. Like, she's one of the most iconic reality TV stars of our generation. Anyway, I wore a Miami Dolphins shirt around one day. I got a lot of hate comments for that. Don't give a fuck. And that's that. I'm a Miami Dolphins fan for life.
Yeah.
What else happened? We ate incredible food. We always do. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start posting more food in, like, eating reels. So deal with it.
Yeah. We're happy for you.
I love it. I'm on a new journey. Mm-hmm. It's my food blogging era.
We had a lot of pasta, which is so weird.
It was so good.
We never eat pasta at home. Really, well, the only place we eat is in Italy.
I'll say we don't eat pasta at home because, like, if I eat a bowl of pasta here, first and foremost, I'm not eating a bowl of pasta. I'm eating all of the pasta that I made. Like, yeah. the whole
box,
all six servings I'm eating.
Yeah.
And it's like, doesn't, like, real handmade pasta doesn't make you feel like shit.
Yeah.
Store-bought pasta makes you feel like poop.
Yeah, it's quite different. Yeah.
Quaint.
Yeah.
Period. Okay. Remember last night when you said Flago?
Well, let's talk about that show.
Okay,
actually.
That was one of the... Yeah, Erin and I have been laughing so hard this weekend at just some of the stupid shit that
I
happens.
Think it's because we've been so delusional.
Yeah, I don't know why. Like,
no,
we've just
I know why.
Fucking tired. What?
Because we've nonstop traveled this whole fucking summer. We've had the last 2 weekends, we had flights at 3 a.m.
No, that's honestly what really... I need to stop booking 6 a.m. flights. I did it in New York, which made sense because we landed and then we could go to dinner
and
sleep.
That was fine. Whatever,
but
that
like,
was fine.
Flying down to California... For what? Why did I do that?
Well, because it wasn't bad though. Like, we wanted to have the whole day. It was just hard back to back.
We did. It was just really, this is why, because waking up at 3:30 is the day before. It's not that morning.
We woke up at 3.
Whatever.
Yeah.
That's where I was at.
Yeah.
We were tired that whole day. We had to go. So we were so tired. We went and got breakfast, and then it was like drizzling. The only day it was drizzling in California.
Yeah. Crazy.
So annoying. So we were like, well, we can't even really walk around. Yeah. So we drove to like a different part of like along the coast to get Phil's, because it's like one of our favorite coffee places.
Best coffee place. You even had Phil's. Are you living?
No.
Sweet and creamy.
Sweet and creamy. Pick your
get
level.
Get the mint mojito. Actually, I got
the Ecstatic iced coffee's bomb too.
Yours was good. And
it's classic.
I got the seasonal gingerbread, which is so not me. I don't even like gingerbread.
She's fake.
But it was fucking good. Delicious.
I love ginger. I'm a sucker for ginger.
It was so good. I love Phil's.
I do too. It's one of my favorite. It's one of my favorite coffee shops.
Same.
But then after that, we were just looking at each other and it was like,
no, but usually you and I can rally.
But
we're
the
good.
But like the weather. And like, there was just like, I was tired. Like, I was fucking tired.
Yeah, same.
And we had to go to a wedding that night.
Yeah, we were trying to rally.
We were really trying.
We were like, damn, we had so long.
We did. So we started looking up like massages, like something that we could do, but also take a nap.
Yeah, I'm really trying to be in more of my like, this is so me. I go so hard all summer and like, did I have the best summer ever? Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course.
I max out every minute. But now I'm like, okay, this always happens every September. All my friends know this.
Hydro check. I got mine.
Yeah, you got the same cup.
It's fire.
Copycat.
Everything tastes better out of here. Go ahead.
And then when fall rolls around, I am so in my calm down era.
I'm exhausted.
I'm so tired from going. I'm like, God, I'm ready to be home and just chill. You know, I'm ready. I'm ready. The weather's changing. So I was like, let's get massages.
Yeah. I was like, that's perfect.
Yeah. Called a couple places. Obviously, they didn't because it was raining. Everyone was. And then I was like, wait, let's go get a pedicure because this place had foot massages too.
Yeah. My girl, Nancy. That's my dog.
That was everything.
It was everything. We both like were just able to shut our eyes for a little bit.
It was everything.
She really put her heart and soul into rubbing my feet.
Are you gonna tell people your new like personality?
I got my toes painted. And
tell them
I
what
feel
color.
Like pretty.
Yeah,
there's sparkle.
It's like white sparkle.
They're like white sparkles. And like, my toes will be out this week.
No, I'm so happy for you. The summer I turned pretty,
my toes will be out.
Yeah.
In my UFOs or whatever those sandals are called.
Yep.
I got. They're so comfortable.
I'm so happy for you.
I feel beautiful.
You should post that on our Instagram, that video of us walking on our cardboard.
Yeah, you'll see it.
Things.
You'll see it.
Yeah. I'm so happy for you. You are so stunning.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a big week. I got my eyebrows done and I got my toenails painted.
We just loved that journey for you.
Yeah. It felt really good. Oh.
Oh, what, girly?
Dead bubs.
Speaking of the summer I turned pretty, I'm reading that book and it sucks. Sorry, hot take. It sucks. I don't know why people think it's so good. Well, I'm going to watch the show that goes along with it, but everyone's obsessed with this book. You were asking me, what's the plot? There's no plot.
It sounded dumb.
There's no plot. And I don't know if it's just because I finished this really great book about World War II, and so it's complete opposite, but.
Wow. No, it's a dumb plot.
It sucks.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's not like a Colleen Hoover, at least where there's like sex or some spicy things. It's boring.
I love Colleen Hoover books. So
you're not in your reading era though right now.
I'm not. I'm watching Suits and I will finish it again.
Okay, but what did you just say before that we were going to talk about? The show.
What show?
You brought up something and I was like, oh, we need to talk
about
that show.
Yeah, because you said, what is Flago? we're watching it was so fucking funny. Yesterday, last night, we were tired. Like, that's all we're talking about. Just like, we're annoying.
What?
Why are you crying?
What? Angel, she needs attention. Come here.
So we're watching The Ultimatum. Last night we decided.
No, we actually, but we had a nice evening.
I was gonna tell everyone about it.
Okay.
So We went to Trader Joe's because we were in walking distance.
Had a nice evening. We went to Trader Joe's.
Which, yeah. First and foremost, I stand by this. The Trader Joe's in California have different products and they're better. And I found my milk that the ones locally around here don't have anymore.
Yeah, the listeners That's will know.
Fucking fake. If you know, you know. If you don't, go back and listen to every episode because I don't know which one it is. Because I've never listened. But they had everything. It was so much better. Bless you. Word. Bless you. It's just the selection was... Jeez. The selection was crazy.
It was crazy.
So we bought like, you know, just like a smorgasbord of different shit.
Yeah.
It was fire. Yeah. Everything was fire there. And then we walked back to our little apartment we were staying in. And we were like, let's watch trash TV.
Yeah.
So we watched the next three episodes of
Love is Blind. Like after the altar.
It was like after the altar, after the reunion. You know what I mean?
No, Netflix is so like,
they're just like dragging it out. But
what is the word I'm looking for?
I don't know. And I know that people are probably screaming again. No. This happens every fucking week.
Netflix is just so extra for trying to drag out this show and these people.
Yeah. I support them, though, like the people on the show who are making it.
Yeah. And the girl from my high school still can't get any camera time on there.
They were trying to shut her out. She was boring.
She was in the bar scene.
Not much.
They did not.
Yeah, the back of her head.
And they should have invited her to the football game.
No, they invited Micah's friend, but not her. And she was actually pod squad for real.
Literally.
No, crazy.
You guys should, if you guys watched that season, I thought those episodes were good.
They were really good. I would, yeah, I highly recommend. Like, I'm obsessed with all of them for different reasons. I don't, you know?
Yeah, it's just interesting to see where they're at.
Except for Zach. Like, I really don't like him.
Yeah, he's really
interesting. He gives me the creeps.
I cannot figure him out.
He just, like, he isn't my kind of person.
Yeah.
You know? I don't, like... Like just
but Bliss loves him. Blith loves him.
Okay. So we were screaming last night because he has like pet allergies or something. Zach does. And Bliss has a cat. BLYTHE. And I was like, they hadn't said it yet. They just put the name of the cat on the screen. And I was like, is the cat's name Blith? Because if her name is Bliss and her cat's name is Blith, I'm done.
Then we just called her Blith.
So then, and her, the cat's name is Blythe, but like, I don't know what that means. So her name is Blith.
It's Blith.
Bliss and Blith.
That's so beautiful.
It is beautiful. Kwame and Chelsea, they're still wearing pink and they're still
They
love.
Ride so hard.
They really do ride for each other.
Barbara, hello.
Hello. They ride for each other and they ride for their families.
Yeah.
What's the other couple? The guy who works at Nike.
Yeah.
And Tiffany.
Obsessed.
Like they're
Tiffany's so funny.
She is really funny.
She's goofy.
Yeah, I just feel like they're actually like all those couples are like really happy.
No, there's three of them that are actually
And Jackie and whatever cauliflower ears.
Oh yeah. Are.
They're apparently happy too.
But the thing is they always bring there's drama always.
She's always
them.
This is my favorite. These are my favorite kind of people. I hate drama. I just can't be in the drama. You're always in the drama.
Yeah.
Jackie, you are the drama this season, bitch.
Yeah.
You're the villain.
Well, it is crazy. Well, and these after ones. So, what's her boyfriend's name? Cauliflower ear? The guy with the cauliflower ears.
She calls him broccoli ears.
Yeah.
Which is, like, that's not even right.
I forget his name. But anyway, so he got engaged and they didn't show it on the show.
Yeah, he got engaged to somebody else who was her best friend.
Yes.
Whoa.
So there's this whole, like, weird thing with this girl who comes back and she's trying to be friends with Jackie and
they were best friends.
Yeah, but like you're best friends for what? Being on the show for a week?
Well, yeah, they were together. Well, however long they're in those pods, but they weren't. Jackie was mad. Listen, Jackie wasn't even fucking mad at her. Cauliflower ear was mad at that girl for no fucking reason. She posted a video, which she is allowed to do, explaining her journey on the show. I got engaged. I did all these things. She never said his name. Mm. And he was like, you're fucking clout chasing.
Yeah.
Nobody's clout chasing you, dog.
No.
Nobody knows who you are.
Well, and she has the right to be mad. It's weird they didn't show their story.
It's weird because they did get engaged.
And he ended up being on the show.
And I don't even think that the other girl was like mad. I think she was like, I can post that. And I wasn't. She was like, I didn't say anything bad about you.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything bad about him. It just like didn't work out and I wanted to tell my story of like what happened when I was on the show.
Yeah.
She was like, I don't even know how you're dating this guy. He's 9. Yeah. And he is, like, you can tell that he is very, like,
immature,
emotional, like, has no perspective.
Yeah.
He's just, like, annoying.
Yeah.
You could tell.
I think the biggest takeaway for me was, what's his name? Who's Micah?
Paul.
Paul's mom.
She is.
She rides.
She's Team Micah.
For Micah.
She's Team Micah. She.
They're still friends.
She said begging goes a long way.
But this is a hot take. Paul is leading Micah on.
No, he is leading Micah on because I know that he is like texting her and saying all these things. And like, we always hear this on like podcasts we listen to. And it's like, as soon as you stop thinking about somebody or as soon as you start dating somebody, they fucking text you.
Yeah.
I know that he's doing that.
But the reason why
asking for advice.
The reason why they didn't, one of the reasons they didn't work out was because she wouldn't move and stay in Seattle. And then as soon as he gets a girlfriend, she moves back to Seattle.
Of course.
She didn't even know he had a girlfriend. She's still
sketch.
Texting with him all the time. They're texting. His mom tells her.
She was like, I feel like she was like, we're on the brink of dating again.
Yeah. And then she says, okay, I can't talk to you anymore. This is so narcissistic.
Yeah.
She says, I can't talk to you anymore. You know, I have to move on for me. And then he goes, we'll see each other soon. What did he say? We'll see each other down the line.
I think we'll see each other down the line soon.
And smiled. And I'm like, what?
Like, no.
That's a psychotic thing to say.
And if I was the girl that he was like supposedly dating now, watching that back, I'd be like,
what's wrong with you?
Stop talking to her. What the fuck?
Yeah. What is wrong with you? Like, you can't be friends with her.
Be with her or don't.
Right. You can't be friends with somebody you almost married. Sorry.
No, it's a lot. It was a lot.
Anyway, well, I thought that was great.
It was, but this is why Aaron said, what is Flago? So they did a flag football game. Here's another.
Netflix is so weird.
They're
for that.
So weird for copying The Bachelor and The Bachelorette like that. Like, haven't we seen enough injuries?
Yeah.
Like, and just like, if you don't play sports consistently, you shouldn't go out and just play a sport like that. Not because it's like hard or like maybe. No, because as soon as you try to take off for a sprint, that's usually when something bad happens.
Mm-hmm.
Like, straight up, I've seen it happen many times. Adults doing shit they shouldn't be doing because they haven't done it in years.
That's why I don't play pickup basketball. People are like, you should play.
It's not safe.
No.
It's not safe. Yeah. I wouldn't go run a 100-yard dash right now.
Yeah, I'm good on tearing my Achilles again.
Making hard cuts on turf?
Nah.
So they do this flag football game, the Golden Gobs, aka Golden Goblets, versus Pod Squad, and they decorated the bar that they went to afterwards and like all of these like football things, which is so fucking funny.
The tables were turf.
They had turf on them. It was so funny.
I said, how long did a Netflix intern
like
have to come up with this?
And somebody was stressed off that they were like, we ordered turf, Jackie.
Yeah,
you know? And they didn't have it. Like,
no.
I just know something happened. But they had all these posters up, and like the logo for the flag football game, it said flag, and then it had a football on the end.
Yeah.
And
it was turned a little bit to the side.
And Aaron saw that and said, what is Flago? And I didn't quite know what she was talking about until I saw it. I lost my shit. It just said flag, and it had a football. It was flag football.
And then I thought you were laughing at me because I didn't know what that was.
I was laughing at you because you saw Flago. And that's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
And it took
you need to find a picture of that so that we can show everybody.
I'll post that.
But wait till you guys see it. Like, go watch the show. It's worth it.
Yeah, Flago.
Flago.
We keep saying it now.
It's everything is Flago.
Yeah.
Not to be mixed up with Fuego.
Flago.
Flago.
What other show did we watch again?
The Ultimatum.
Oh.
It's a good season.
Wow. What?
Okay.
What's
Are
wrong?
You good?
You have something to say? Say something, Webby.
Speak into the mic.
I wonder if they can hear. Can hear she's sniffing.
Sick, it's wet. We're watching. Yeah, we watched The Ultimatum. She wants to get under the blanket.
Okay.
It's a good season.
Yeah.
Like, they already had drama in the first 3 or 4 episodes with the one couple. Spoiler alert if you haven't seen it, but like, it has been on Netflix for a couple weeks, so.
Well, isn't all of it out? I think they released all of them.
Oh, really? It's about damn
well,
time.
Well, because I went to one of their Instagrams and there was like pictures at the end.
Ooh, okay.
That's why I was like, oh God, I got to keep scrolling.
Okay, well.
Because we're only what, like 2 or 3 episodes in?
No, we're further than that now. Oh. We're like 4 or 5. But whatever. So like in the first or second episode, this, you know how in The Ultimatum they go and like they date other people that are there. right?
Yeah.
Well, he was, this guy was talking to this other girl, and she, the his, the person that brought them there, she lost it. She looked like me in the tunnels.
Yeah, she did.
She said, "What?" Like, just some really out of pocket shit that when you are gonna see yourself later on TV, it's like.
No, what did she say about that girl?
She was like, you're not going to learn anything from that dumb bitch. She's not, like, what are you going to learn from her?
She said, hooter ass hoe. No,
like, don't bring her career into this.
Something along those lines.
Like, just because she works at Hooters doesn't mean she's, like, a dumb bimbo or something.
No,
like,
she went off on this
she,
girl.
Like, she was rude. And that girl didn't do anything to deserve it.
No, that girl was, like, nice.
She's, like, really nice, I feel like. Like, she's not, like, a bad person. She was like, how are you going to learn anything from talking to her? You're probably just talking to her. That's her puzzle. You're probably just talking to her because she's fucking easy. I was like, damn, y'all just met.
I hope that girl goes in on her after seeing that.
I cannot wait for the reunion.
But, well, should we talk about the pregnancy?
We just did.
Oh.
Go for it.
Well, it's crazy because obviously she made him go on the show for the ultimatum.
Yeah.
You could tell he was.
Hey, what does he look like again? Like, what was his nose giving?
Like Falcon?
Yeah, I'll find a pic.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You could tell he was really excited to date.
He
liked one of the girls. What, Webby?
What? All she does is cry we're here. Like, when we're recording, she's like, time for me to cry.
No, anytime I sit on this couch, this is how she acts.
It's insane.
Lost my train of thought.
She's pregnant.
Yeah, no, he was really excited to date, and she was really tripping out about it. And then the day they were supposed to make the decision, she took a pregnancy test and she was pregnant. Like, what a plot twist.
No, we were talking about this, like, okay, I found exactly what his nose gives. It gives Dracula from Sesame Street.
Meredith.
The Count.
He actually does look like Dracula.
Well, his name's Count, right? Count, yeah, Count Von Count, but he's a Dracula. That is exactly what he looks like.
One, two,
two. Yeah, no, he's cute. He's cute.
Ha ha ha!
It's literally.
Hi.
But she was like, yeah, she. So they didn't keep doing the show because she took a pregnancy test and is apparently pregnant. And he was okay. We were talking, we don't think that he was like mad that she was pregnant. I think he was like stunned. He went through like waves. You could like see the waves of motion. So he was like stunned.
It sucks to react on camera.
I would be so fucking mad at you if like, we always talk about if we were on the ultimatum, like what we would be like. And I was like, well, first and foremost, I'm saying some petty ass shit to you.
You would get canceled.
Like as soon as like you start dating someone, I'm having a freak out like that girl.
Like in the tunnel?
Yes. Tunnel Ashley is alive. I couldn't do a show like that.
You said as soon as someone called you hot, I was like,
as soon.
What if they said they liked my personality?
Even more mad. I'd be like, you don't even know her. With your khaki pants. Fuck out of here. No. So he went through waves.
Waves.
Of being like, he was like shocked. And then he was like excited.
Confused.
Confused, but like excited to have a kid. I feel like that kind of set in. And then she was like, I just want to go home and like. And he was like, oh, so we're not like doing the show anymore. Like, I think he was like a little disappointed that they weren't going to stay.
She's like, bro.
Like, of course we're going home, bitch. I'm pregnant.
I said, I definitely need to know if they have a baby right now.
Like, we have to know.
Yeah.
So that was a great start. Also, they're like phasing Vanessa out. Nick is the only host.
Yes. I got in a deep Reddit thread.
Yeah. Like, she was just on the first episode
welcome.
Like doing the welcome thing, but she looked
like she'd been crying.
She looked like they stripped her rights.
She looked really sad. She was very somber. She looked like she'd been crying.
Yeah,
she like wasn't giving her normal energy. And then when it was decision time, it's usually both of them, and it was only Nick sitting at the table. So I googled where it was. What happened?
Like,
to
what's
Lachey?
Up with Vanessa? Yeah,
and there's this deep Reddit thread of all of people's thoughts on. You know, oh, the network's making toning her down, trying to phase her out, all this stuff. It was insane that I thought it was just me reading into things, but apparently the whole internet thinks so too.
Yeah.
And I said that it is sad because everyone was petitioning to get her taken off. And so
it's kind of fucked fucked up.
I know.
I didn't think she was that bad. Like, I really didn't think she was that bad.
I know. I didn't either. People really did not like her as the host, which is unfortunate.
Because I feel like they're like, everybody is obviously entitled to their own opinions, but like, I don't know. I just like didn't think she was that bad. And knowing like, I feel like they intentionally retold their story of how like she gave Nick the ultimatum. Like, they kind of are the show.
Yeah.
Like, they had that experience.
Yeah.
I kind of just feel bad for her.
I feel bad for her too. Apparently people then were thinking something else is going on in their personal life, but yeah,
they're not.
Wasn't Nick just in the news for like yelling at somebody?
I have no idea.
Yeah, no, he just recently got in trouble with doing something.
Wow.
I can't remember, but, I know that was sad. Okay, hold on. Oh, before we go on to the ultimatum, even though we're already done talking about it, I wrote down two things. Okay, going back to Love is Blind.
Yeah.
Jackie and her cauliflower boyfriend move into their apartment.
Mm-hmm.
The scene where they moved in had me fucking crying.
She had one bag,
mind you. It was a Prada bag, like a shopping Prada bag. Mm-hmm. And she had a Nutcracker and a pink furry rug.
That's it.
And he was like, why would you bring the Christmas decorations?
That's all she brought.
And that's all she brought.
And a bottle of champagne. That's all.
I was done. And the bag, oh no, the box too had the rug in it. Like, there's nothing else in the box.
Yeah.
It had me weak.
Like, that's all you brought?
I was laughing so hard at that.
They're so different.
Also, on the ultimatum, the shot of when the couple's having a picnic, the park.
Netflix, somebody needs to get fired for this. Somebody needs to get fired for this. They did it on purpose. I can't remember the couple that was on the date, but they were like on a farm and there were like horses running around. Well, they literally like pan to a horse and the horse has I don't even know what to call it.
Boner?
A huge erection? Like a huge red rocket. It was it was huge. And it was like a 3-second like pano of that horse.
I have a picture and a video. We took video.
Had to. I was like, oh no, they didn't.
And there's no way they didn't do that on purpose.
No way they didn't do it. It's like, it was the first thing my eyes went to.
Then the next shot is a cock.
Literally a chicken.
That's the funniest thing they've ever done.
It was the best editing skills. Either they need to fire somebody or give them a raise.
Netflix said, here's a horse and Flago.
Here's a horse dick. Here is a cock, Flago.
Yeah.
Period.
And that's it.
Period. Period. Yeah, it was a funny night last night. I'll say that.
No, dying.
I have a note in here. And this, some of these notes are from, like, if I were to would have recorded last week with you. And here's here's one of my notes. Men picking their nose in public. Stop. And I mean that. I don't know what triggered me to put that down, but obviously I'm sick of it.
Well, I feel like every time I'm with you, you're always calling out guys.
Because honestly, I feel like guys just like, you guys think nobody's watching you. We're watching.
Yeah, it is.
Stop scratching your balls and then picking your nose and then trying to like
shake
my hand. Stop.
I really hate shaking people's hands. Same. Nowadays.
I don't know where your hands have been.
No, it's
I see too many people pick their noses in public with people around. Like, it's just, it's gross.
People don't wash their hands.
It's gross.
Too.
We got to stop.
It's sick.
It's gross.
It's sick.
It's gross.
I also had a couple things that we needed to talk about from the flight.
Okay.
Because that's so on brand for us.
It is.
The keyboard.
Okay. I'm done. They literally have been making like a new announcement that says like a tablet with a keyboard on it.
Yeah. Like, detachable keyboard.
A detachable keyboard. So fucking funny. They'll always be like, put away your electronics. This includes laptops, la la la, tablets with detachable keyboards. And I'm always like, did you guys invent this for me?
So you're telling
fucking
me.
Fucking annoying.
It's so crazy to me when they say, put your keyboard away. You'd pull it off your
iPad.
I do.
I literally pop my iPad off my keyboard. I close my keyboard and I put it in and I keep watching my show.
It's so insane to me.
Like, why are you, why?
Doesn't make sense.
Why?
Another weird thing is,
what's my keyboard doing?
I can hold my water bottle on my lap, but I couldn't hold my little fanny pack purse.
The rules are just like,
what?
Dumb.
My water bottle weighs more. And if that flies off my lap, it's going to kill somebody.
And it did fly off your lap.
And it didn't hurt my foot.
Yeah, no, it almost
bruised. So you guys should tell me to put it under. That's on you. I'm going to sue. Sue me.
The other thing is, when we were boarding our flight to go to LA, it was so early. I don't know. We just were delusional. Usually we're pretty good at like
hiding.
You
things.
Only get two bags per person, you know? So we each had like a backpack or a duffel bag and a roll on suit, a little suitcase, but we had our fanny packs on.
Yeah.
And she was like, you're only allowed two bags. So you either need to put it away. And we're always thinking like, it's so funny that I have to put this little fanny pack in my backpack or my duffel bag. We are all getting on the plane. This bag is getting on this fucking plane. Whether it's on my chest or in this duffel bag, it's getting on the fucking plane.
She said, you can step to the side or walk down the tarmac.
Just do it before you get on the plane.
I said, okay, bet. Walk down. And I said, you're telling me right before I get off the plane, I need to put this bag into my backpack, walk on the plane, sit down, take my fanny pack out of my backpack. That doesn't fucking make sense.
No, like,
I'm sorry, but why?
The rules are so. I saw a guy on the way back from New York shove his
CPAP,
like he had it in like a box for it, and she was like, "No,
no."
She was like, "No,
no." And then she realized what it was, and I know she felt bad.
She had to commit to what she was saying, but like, I know she didn't want to.
Yeah,
because he was like, "Well, I literally will die,"
and she was like, "Well, are you planning on like sleeping?"
Like, maybe, bitch. Maybe I'll
That's
get
what
tired.
He said. Like,
it's
I don't know.
It's a five-hour flight.
He said, I don't know.
And, like, mind you, it was funnier with him because he had, like, a separate box for his CPAP machine. But, like, he had shoes tied onto his backpack. He had things, like, hanging off of his backpack that were, like, technically a part of his backpack. But, like, to me, those are more inconvenient than his little box.
Right.
The rules are so funny.
She made him take
it
out of the box, right?
This man took his machine. I saw him later. Took his machine out of the box it was in, shoved it in his backpack, like extended his backpack to like make it bigger, and then was just carrying the foam pads around that protect it.
Like
can't. he still had additional things in his hands.
Yeah,
like some flight attendants really like y'all don't get paid enough to say some of the shit you're saying.
No,
like. She literally, when we were getting on, was like, just at the end of the tarmac before you get on, just like put the bag in your bag. No.
What?
I won't.
Like.
LOL.
Okay.
No.
Girl.
No. But if I would have gotten a bag from Burgerville and put my fucking purse inside of it,
I can't talk about this
we would have been rocking.
I can't talk about this enough, actually.
They have to. They need to do like okay, here's the thing.
If you're telling me I buy 30 burgers. I can bring on 30 bags of burgers.
I could bring on...
Like, I was like, I would like 30 cheeseburgers in 30 bags.
We could carry that on. But not my fanny. Not my fanny.
Not my little fucking
fanny. I would have to shove my fanny pack in one of those bags.
And they would be like, eat it.
Eat it. And it's just funny because, like, we're getting on this plane. Like, my shit is getting on this plane, whether it's on my body or in my bag.
And you know what?
We're taking up the same amount
of space. And I could probably keep that McDonald's on my lap when I was taking off.
Yeah.
But not my Hydro Flask because it's going to fly and fuck. You guys are sick.
No, the rules are outdated and they're not like made from common sense.
Okay. We really need to say to tell the airlines like, look, we know you guys are really riding hard for your rules.
But
it's okay to change your mind.
It's okay to be like, oh, it's okay, sir. I didn't realize it was a CPAP machine.
Yes, it's okay to say that.
And like,
or to be like, maybe we don't really need detachable keyboards to go away because if they're actually attached, they hopefully are not flying.
Hey, when that lady told me that and I stared at her and unclicked my iPad and then put it away, I was like, do you see how dumb this is? Do you see what we're doing right now?
Like, why?
It's 2023.
Why did that happen? Do you think someone's flew? There had to be one reason.
No, I think it's because the keyboard for the iPad came out a few years ago. And so now they're like, well, that's a computer. No, it's not.
Mm.
You see me. And here's the other thing. I would honestly, if I was like sitting on my iPad, like typing and working and had my little table down and I was, but I'm not. My table's up. My chair is in its upright position. And I just have my iPad. I'm really honestly the keyboard. I'm using it to hold my iPad up.
Yeah.
You know what's going on here, lady.
Yeah.
You're being annoying.
It's insane.
So I just pop it off now. And I'm like, and I don't pop it off till they tell me to because I want them to see. I just want everybody to understand this is fucking dumb.
Yeah.
Every time.
It's dumb.
I'm willing to do that.
And you guys, if you end up taking your 30 McDonald's bags.
Send a pic.
send a pic, and maybe we should all start. I've seen that on TikTok where people go get a huge bag and then use it as a carry-on.
Yeah, I will start doing shit like that.
That is so,
like they'll go get like they'll go to like one of the Hudson stores and ask for like the biggest bag possible, and then they'll shove like literally jackets. Two carry-ons inside of it.
Yeah,
it's so funny. It's so again, wild. I just feel like the rules aren't made from common sense.
No,
it's like stupid shit.
No, I know.
It's so fucking funny.
I know.
That sent me. Oh, that's why.
Yeah, I want to keep watching The Ultimatum, but you have to go to work, huh?
It's really sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
Oh, I know what I wanted to talk about.
Oh, what?
For my tea. No, just later. Later in the show.
I didn't go through our write-ins for things because I've been gone. Sue me.
We've been gone.
I've been gone. Sue me. I did want to talk about how I have like this. It's just so weird. Okay. When Hailey Bieber goes somewhere.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber never gets the dress code memo.
It's crazy how I feel like he used to be like a pretty like well-dressed individual, like on normal, I guess. He just like never matches her, like the vibe of what's going on.
Yeah.
Like her road event last week or whatever. She was in like a stunning red dress and he was in like just
sweats.
He just looks homeless.
Like all of the pictures of him wearing his what's it called? Hood.
Mm-hmm. With the hat on
the helmet top. Over the top.
Yeah.
Oh, the hat. Yeah. What?
I'm never like he needs to like wear nicer things. Like I know what he's wearing is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about like, it's just like if you're going to, could you imagine if just like a normal person did that?
Like it's like disrespectful. You're going to an event and you look like kind of like
I would be like,
don't care,
dude. I have an event today.
Or
the
even
fuck are you wearing?
They are going out to dinner and she's always dressed like to the nines and then he's wearing like the most baggy random shit.
He just doesn't even like
it's like he's trying to be opposite of her.
Which is so irritating.
It's wild to me.
He just doesn't match her hotness.
It's so weird.
He doesn't match her hotness.
It's because she's one of the best dressed people, like street style.
By far.
So it's crazy. Then he just looks.
But I thought he had like a stylist. Like he didn't used to look like this all the time.
I don't know. His red carpet looks like he always wears like baggy things now.
He's like 5'5".
Yeah.
Dressing like he's 6 feet tall.
It's so interesting.
He's a little guy.
Anyway, that's just been on my mind.
Yeah. I'm glad you got that off.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I want to tell a story about iCloud nudes, but I'm going to save that for another day.
Well, why?
Because I feel like I don't want to get into it.
Okay. Next week it is?
Yeah. It's a good story.
Okay.
Dream assessments. Oh, yeah. I was having some crazy dreams.
Oh, okay.
I'll get into that another time, too.
Wow. Okay.
I was telling people last week, when I look through my notes, it's just makes me laugh of the little things I keep in my notes app that I want to tell the...
It's chaos in there.
It's chaos!
I guess this won't be my tea this week. I'll talk about something else for my tea this week. I just want to bring up... So Joe Jonas is really getting a divorce.
I know. Is that real?
Really, I mean, yeah, I think so.
I need somebody to talk about it. Like, I need more details.
He retained a divorce lawyer.
Like, what happened, though?
I don't know. I hope we do find out. Like, I feel like they, like... I don't know.
They were like America's couple.
I know, but
they have
now
two kids, don't they?
I think so. The like things that I've read are just like they've been like really fighting. Like they like can't get past things.
I wonder what.
Same, because I feel like it's weird timing. I don't know. Like they're on tour again. Like I don't.
Oh, they are.
Well, yeah, the Jonas Brothers.
They're on tour.
They've been on tour.
Oh,
what?
I thought they were
rock.
No, I just thought they were playing like random.
No.
Shows. They're like actually on tour.
I mean, they've done a lot of shows.
I haven't really heard a lot about their show.
I have.
Oh. That's good.
I don't hear a lot about Taylor's shows, though, when you do. It's just like whatever your algorithm is.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm not like a Jonas Brothers fan or anything.
I am.
I'm not.
I'm a sucker for you.
I guess he like sang a song that he wrote for his wife at the last show, and it was like weird because everybody's like, you retain a divorce lawyer.
Yeah.
And it was like a love song.
I really wonder. It's crazy because I feel like there's always articles posted about how all their wives are friends too.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I guess, what's the other...
Priyanka?
She, like, posted something about her husband, well, like, amid all the drama, like, expressing her love for him.
Why?
Like, basically being like, we're good.
Oh.
Hey, we good. Shade. We good over here. I don't think it's shade. I think it's just, like, don't think this is everybody.
Yeah.
Ho.
This sounds rude, but I think if anyone was going to get divorced, it would be them.
The Joe and his wife, or...
Which is the one married to Priyanka?
Is it Nick or Kevin? Nick. Because Kevin's
the, like, OG. Yeah. He's the older one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he and his wife are, like...
No, they're rock solid.
Cute.
They're rock solid.
Sophie and Joe were iconic.
They were. It's sad.
It's sad.
I hate to see love fail.
Hate.
I hate to see love fail. Breaks my heart.
What's your tea for the week?
My tea for the week is the new flavors at Dairy Queen. And I don't even know how to use Instagram. It is the new flavors at Dairy Queen. Let me find them really quick.
When we walked by a Dairy Queen this weekend.
Grill and chill.
They had the churro dipped cones. Somebody has got to report back about how that is.
It'll be me. It's gonna be me.
I'll
tell you that right now. Okay, found them. Okay.
Hi, Waffle.
Here they are. Dairy Queen's Blizzards are 85 cents. Oh my God, wait. This is different. 85 cents for 2 weeks to celebrate the new fall menu. When does this start?
Actually,
is it already time?
That's what we were talking about.
No, I wanted to talk about the flavors.
Oh.
But
that's what I said to you the other day. When we walked by it, I was like, do you think they're 80 cents?
I didn't catch that. Where is the flavors?
God, you don't even listen to me.
Let me just Google it.
Okay.
What's your tea?
Okay, I'll tell mine. Mine is Tennessee woman breaks record for world's longest female mullet. Her mullet is 5 feet 8 inches.
That's taller than Justin Bieber. Think about that.
That's as tall as me.
That's us.
This is as tall as us.
That's us.
And I will definitely be posting this video on our page. Tammy Manis. Okay. Has been rocking the mullet since the 1980s, and it hasn't had a haircut in 33 years. So, as old as I am and as tall as I am, this is me.
No, her mullet is you.
And the video is her twirling in circles, and, like, it's beautiful. It's everything.
It is.
And, like...
She's proud.
No, it's, like... I'm so happy for her for getting her dream.
Me too. I'm glad she got her flowers.
She's in the world record.
It's a lot of work.
This is a lifelong commitment.
It's
33
years. It's a good mullet.
Imagine.
It's a good mullet. I wonder if she has
collagen or Nutrafol.
I bet it's all natural.
You think?
I do.
Just farm fresh eggs.
Farm fresh eggs and freshly squeezed milk.
You're right.
From the udder.
You're right.
She probably goes udder to mouth.
From the teat?
From the teat.
Wow. Does that help with hair growth?
If it does, I'm going to try it.
I was like, sure, I got to be recommending that to my clients.
Come on. Okay, here's the flavors. Pumpkin pie blizzard. Yum.
You love pumpkin pie.
Snickerdoodle cookie dough blizzard.
Yum. Cinnamon sugar. I just got to stop you for a second. Cinnamon sugar is the best flavor. And, like, you cannot come at me with that.
It's
because
solid.
It's a churro.
It's solid.
And snickerdoodle falls into that a little bit.
Yeah, it does. Oreo hot cocoa blizzard. Fire.
Oreo anything is good.
Fire. Reese's peanut butter cup pie blizzard.
Yum. What does the pie mean, though?
I don't know. Pieces of bread in there.
Oh yeah, you like crust.
Yum.
We just had this talk.
I fucking love crust. Caramel fudge cheesecake blizzard. Yum.
You love cheesecake.
Ugh. Choco dipped strawberry blizzard.
Interesting.
Yum.
Yeah, I bet that's good.
Royal Reese's fluffer nutter blizzard.
What's a fluffer nutter?
Fluffer nutter, isn't that like the white, like fluff, look it up.
Oh no, I think we did actually look it up.
I want to say it's
marshmallowy.
Like, yeah.
Wait, it's a food.
Yeah. It's like marshmallowy shit.
Fluffer Nutter is a sandwich made with peanut butter and marshmallow cream.
Yeah. Yum.
Served on white bread.
Yeah.
That
might be the only one I don't try. Like, I'm not really fucking with Fluffer Nutter.
Thought of this freak.
Yeah, it's not my favorite. But all the rest of them, I'm locked in. And 85 cents? I'm going tomorrow.
I guess if they toasted it, it wouldn't be that bad.
It would be. I'm going tomorrow, so I will report back next week on every flavor.
Wow.
That's going to be my food
research.
You're
going to try every single one?
I think that should be my research this week. That should be my food vlog this week.
Maybe you could get a snack size of all of them.
I will.
That would be fun.
I'm going to go there and just be like, can I have a flight of blizzards?
And then take a whole video.
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
So that's on the agenda for me this week.
Get me one.
Okay.
Okay, what's your toxic trait?
Great question. Honestly, my toxic trait is my driving. Like, I can't believe I honked at myself. I am the problem.
You think maybe it's your tantrum that's your toxic trait?
But I also could blame it on my period. I won't. I will take responsibility for this, but I can't.
I don't think it's very womanly to blame your period as your toxic trait. Because it's a beautiful thing.
It is beautiful, but my driving.
Like, you just lost it a little
bit. I lost it. I honked at myself twice.
And threw your phone.
Mm-hmm. Show did.
Hey, and then you were fine. Like, I was, 5 minutes later, I was like, are you hungry?
And I was. I was hungry and didn't want to drive anymore. That's really what it came down to.
Yeah, remember when you cried?
Yeah. No, like, fucking laughs. It's still the funniest thing that's ever happened.
It's the funniest thing that's ever happened to me. I'm so glad I was there to witness it.
Yeah, me too.
Wow. You see your spouse at their craziest, darkest, best time. Like, you see the range of emotions.
Yeah.
Like, this weekend I saw food fly out of your mouth, remember? And I was like, God, I love you so much.
Yeah.
It just plopped out of your mouth and you're talking to me.
I'm so irritated. Like, stop.
No, and it was like, normally that would give me the biggest ick, but like, I love you.
So annoying.
I love you and everything you stand for.
Yeah.
Except for your road rage.
The same. And that's my biggest issue.
Okay.
What's yours?
Okay. Mine is... I'm so annoying, first of all. Like, that's just a general statement.
That's just it. Okay.
But, like, we've been recently we've been going on trips and taking, like, shorter weeks here and there, you know.
Yeah.
Taking a Monday off, taking a Friday off, going Thursday. And I always am, like, you know, doing work on planes or doing work random times on our trip. Like, you know, whatever. But I get hella mad at myself because I try to cram so much into like 3 or 4 days during the week.
Yeah.
Like 12, 14 hour days of doing stuff. And then it's so annoying because in my mind, I'm like, there's not enough time to do any of this stuff in the week. Like, I never have enough time. Like, I'm always saying that in my head. I'm like, there's never enough time. There's never enough time. And I'm like, bitch, you are taking Thursday to Monday off.
Like, there's time.
And then, you know, I'll do work on the plane and then the next day I'm like, I deserve this break.
Yeah.
I do.
You do.
But then I'm like, Friday, I deserve this break. Saturday, I deserve this break. Sunday, I deserve this. And then the week comes around the next week and I'm like, what the fuck?
You're like, Ashley, I have no time to even look at you. And I'm like,
don't even talk to me this week.
No, it's crazy.
And then I'm like, Aaron, you're doing this to yourself.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the week hours didn't change. There's the same amount of hours in the week.
Yeah, just because we're gone doesn't mean work stopped.
Yeah, it's like, that's why it's really tripping me out today because we actually like took a holiday off, yeah, which we never do. And like, mind you, I worked the whole plane ride home.
Yeah.
But like, I'm so annoying for that. It's my fault.
Yeah, it is.
And like, just like, don't.
Yeah. Just like, do it when it needs to be done. So yeah. You're not piling things on yourself.
Yeah, like, grow up.
Yeah. That's hard though.
Yeah, we're all learning.
We're just Flago. We're trying to be better people. Flago. Yeah.
So you gotta go to work?
Yep, gotta go.
Wow, I'm so proud of you.
Thanks. I'm trying to do the opposite of what you just said. Like, I'm trying to do this group workout tonight so that it doesn't stack on another day.
But I know, that's why I have little panic attacks. I'm like, okay, I got to do work on a Saturday night.
Yeah, no.
How do you find a balance of you deserve this versus you better work, bitch? You want a Maserati?
You
want a hot body? You better work, bitch.
Yeah, I don't know.
This song's been stuck in my head.
It really has been. You've been saying it all weekend.
You want a Bugatti?
Yeah.
Oh, Brittany. Hope you better work, bitch.
Hope she's doing well.
I'm going to sing that to Waffles.
If I was Britney, I would play that song every single time my ex-husband walked into my house.
Oh, do they for sure get divorced?
Yeah, it's happening.
Oh, wow.
And I would play that song every time. Like, you better work, bitch, because you are not making any money off of me.
Wow.
Anymore. And I heard you don't have any acting gigs lined up.
I'm going to play that when you get home tonight.
That's so fucked up.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm so proud of you.
I'm proud of you too. You deserve a break.
No, I'm so sick of myself.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of myself. And guess what? I'm leaving on Thursday this week again.
Totally.
That's why on the plane I was like, wait, bitch. You gotta work, bitch.
You have Tuesday and Wednesday.
You better work.
Work.
It's no, literally. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
But yeah, you are working Thursday. It's true.
But like, yeah, I'll talk to you guys. I'm going to bed next weekend because for my mom's birthday, she wants to hike South Sister, which is like the tallest mountain in the whole world. And send prayers.
No, I am sending prayers. It's like the one thing I'm like, if I was going with you this weekend, I wasn't going to be doing that.
Of course not.
No, of course not.
So send prayers.
Yeah.
You're going to where next weekend?
San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to have more fish tacos?
I hope so.
Okay.
Maybe some clam chowder.
Well, I said that today. I was like, oh my God, yum. And you said that would make me die.
It would probably hurt my stomach, but it doesn't mean I won't get it.
Oh, that is a toxic trait of yours.
Yeah. I love food, even if it doesn't love me.
Wow.
And that's honestly me and Webby's relationship as well.
You love things
that don't love you back?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a hard truth.
That's a toxic trait of yours.
It's a hard fucking truth. Well,
if you want to get Ashley to love you, don't love her back.
Don't love me.
Don't give her any attention.
Don't.
That's how it worked with me.
I didn't give you any attention. Remember? That's actually how that went down.
Whatever.
That's actually how that went down. Full court pressing me. Stop.
Oh my God. You better work, bitch. This episode is probably so stupid.
Can't wait for your guys' feedback. I won't be listening to it. I listen to my one.
We'll get into write-ins next week.
We will. This was just an update. This was just, you know.
It's just like the end of summer. Like, we're just trying to wrap up summer. We hope you guys had a really good summer.
Yeah. Flago.
Oh, and my takeaway from this trip is, like, I just need to uplift people more.
Yeah.
And be nice.
You do.
And be happy. And I deserve this.
You do.
Because people in California are happy.
They're really happy. That's the title of the episode. I deserve this, by the way.
I deserve this.
So we don't have to think about it.
I deserve it.
Period.
Sue me. Sue Flago.
I deserve this, Flago. Okay, we have to go.
Okay. Well, write us toxicitypodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram.
And TikTok.
I feel like we were posting some funny ass stories.
If you want some funny shit, follow us on Instagram. Our story's always popping.
And no, we're not high when we're recording this.
One of our
friends asked us this weekend.
Like, no.
How high are you guys? And we were like,
it's, sober as a button.
I don't know what's more embarrassing to say that we're usually so sober, like
middle of the day at night.
And she's like, no way.
Like, how embarrassing that she thought that.
No, exactly. It's embarrassing. We're fine. We just are dumb and like stupid.
We just like can't remember anything when we start recording.
We never said this was an educational podcast that's like going to get you further in life.
As I said at the beginning, it's educational and light.
Yeah. Okay. That's what it is.
Because that's who we are. And yeah. Every episode, like I had somebody text me last week. They were listening to an episode from a few weeks ago and they were like, this episode is so unhinged. And I was like, that's what we're always going for.
Yeah,
that's what this is. It's a break from your normal boring ass life.
It's a break from your life. It's a break to just be chaotic, be unhinged, be Flago, to live your life.
Honk at yourself if you want to. Do it now.
No, like
honk.
Have a mental breakdown. Have a mental.
Do it. Have one.
Have it's one.
Almost cry.
Almost cry, but not yet.
Nope. Just let your eyes water.
Just let your eyes water.
Don't let one drip down though.
No.
Hold strong.
And you know what? Live your truth.
Do what you want. Flago.
And we support you in whatever you choose.
We do.
Okay? Those are words to live by. Amen.
Yep.
We love you guys so much.
We love you guys. It's good to be back. See you guys next time.
I like doing solo episodes.
Okay. Bye. What the fuck? All right. Gotta go. Ciao.
Bye.